It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
I don't mean to say.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
The 2025 American Legion Baseball Zone 2 Tournament in Wathena begins tonight here on KNZA 103.9 FM alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. A double dip here in the first round, day number one, starting with Corning and Hiawatha getting closer to the first pitch here, followed by the nightcap second game of our doubleheader, Doniphan County and Seneca. Thanks for tuning in here tonight, game one and two of this tournament. Crendon, when you break it down, next week, Double-A State Tournament, that's going to be in Hiawatha. We're going to see Hiawatha here in this tournament and in game number one tonight, but their spot is already locked up as they are the host next week for that Double-A State Tournament. So if you want to be real about it, break things down. This tournament, three teams fighting for one spot.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Hiawatha, no matter whether they win it, they get second, third, or fourth, they come out and they will go to state next week. So if they do get first, it'll be the team that plays the second here that will move on the next week. If they get second, third, or fourth, it's the team that wins it. So again, we know that these four teams that come in here today and through these next couple days have been tremendous this year and over the last couple years, and they're going to battle really hard against each other to try to get that spot to go to state next week.
I think it's good. We got four teams, a lot of parity. You know, these teams have played each other quite a bit throughout the course of the last month and a half, this entire summer. So you look at the records for all four teams, somewhat kind of in the similar ballpark. You look at Hiawatha, a team that made it to the state championship game a year ago, losing to Iola. They're playing as good as any of the four teams right now, winners of nine of their last 12 coming in.
Yeah, no, they got some, you know, real momentum coming in, and, you know that dates back to last year and being able to bring that turnover and come back with it this year. So Hiawatha, again, a great roster, and they have a chance to, you know, get some build some more momentum with this zone tournament here, even though they're locked up already for next week.
Now on the other side, Corning post 216, they're 9-11. They're coming off just a few days ago, their last doubleheader. They split with Marysville, who has been very good this summer. They lost 17-7 in game one, 9-7. A victory in game number two to get that record to 9-11, but again joined Hiawatha State a year ago and they finished in third.
Yeah, no, they're also a great team that has a great lineup coming in today, and they look to compete and try to make it next week as well.
Want to let you know that our American Legion baseball coverage here on KNZA, it is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, game one tonight, it's Corning and Hiawatha. The nightcap to follow, it'll be Doniphan County and Seneca. The 2025 American Legion Baseball Zone 2 Tournament here in Wathena begins tonight. We'll have the lineup cards and the first pitch of game one coming up next.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611. Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Kernan Prophet here in Wathena, Kirk Hillman, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. We got coverage of the 2025 American Legion Baseball Zone 2 tournament here in Wathena. Game number one tonight, Corning and Hiawatha. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one here tonight. On the visitor side dugout, that'll be the third base side, Hiawatha. They are the away team, with Corning on the first base side dugout being the home team in this one here tonight. So let's get you Hiawatha, post number 66 in their lineup here tonight, a record of 13-12. Here's how it goes, night one of the Zone 2 tournament. Batting first will be the center fielder in Micah Oldham. Batting second, Michael Jensen. He is the shortstop. First baseman is Lucas Lancaster. He will bat third. A left fielder in the cleanup spot, that's Cooper Jacobson. Cooper Wishrup, he bats fifth. He'll catch. Dalton Sieben Morgan batting sixth. He'll be at third base. Braden Newell is batting seventh. He'll be in right field. Gannon Becker is the pitcher. He will bat eighth. And rounding it out, the second baseman, J.J. Lancaster. So again, for Hiawatha, post 6-6, it's Oldham, Jensen, Lancaster, Jacobson, Wishrup, Sieben Morgan, Newell, Becker, and Lancaster. For Corning, post 216, a record of 9-11. The home team on the scoreboard here tonight, this is how they'll look against Hiawatha. Weston Shulions leading it off. He'll be in center field. L.J. Kelser, he'll bat second. And be number two in the order at second base. Ben Haverkamp, he bats third. He'll pitch. Hunter Lehman in the cleanup spot. He is the catcher. Henry Heidemann batting fifth. He'll be at shortstop. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Aiden Talley. Batting seventh is Jacob Flinty. He'll be in left field. Tegan Bauhey, he bats eighth. He'll be in right field. And Hayden Shulions, he'll bat ninth and be at third base. So again, for Corning, Shulions in center. Kelser at second. Haverkamp pitching. Lehman catcher, Heidemann at short, Talley at first, Flinty in left, Bauhey in right, and Shulions at third base. Again, Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman, Crendon Prophet, we are ready to rock and roll. Keys for tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, these two teams, they've seen each other four times this season. They have split both in two doubleheaders already this year. Corning losing the first game 13-9 and then winning the second one in that doubleheader 4-0 down game number two. It was Hiawatha, they lost game two. Lost game one, Corning winning game one, 16-11, lost game two, 13-6. So these two teams are very familiar with each other. For Hiawatha, here's the get out of the gate. You know, Micah Oldham's a great leadoff guy. He's a great center fielder, great defensive player. So, you know, big keys come down tonight is the pitching. The pitching this season's been a little rough for some of these teams, so it's about getting those guys out there and keeping them in for as long as they can go, you know, trying to get them at least to the five-inning mark.
So here we go. Ben Haverkamp of Corning, his first pitch of the game, a fastball called strike to Micah Oldham, and here we go. This tournament is underway with game one in Wathena tonight. Micah Oldham, Michael Jensen, and Lucas Lancaster. The 0-1 by Haverkamp is a hearty check swing and a miss with an off-speed. Nicely placed there by Haverkamp. Quickly, no balls, two strikes here on Micah Oldham.
Yeah, and the Centralia Panther there, and Haverkamp did a great job already getting ahead on the first batter faced.
So an 0-2 count here to start. Oldham needs to protect. Haverkamp comes right at him and bends one in there knee-high. Called strike three. Perfect start for Ben Haverkamp. Three pitches, three strikes, and out number one.
Yeah, already great showing of the paintbrush by Haverkamp. He saw the fastball. He saw a reach there on the second pitch, and then on the third one, just went right under on the sinker. Way to get Oldham just looking and getting the strikeout.
All right, here's Michael Jensen, who's going to slow roll one to the third base side. Going to be a tough play for Hayden Shulions, but a long throw across the diamond in time to tally. Four pitches, two outs. Again, great start here in the top of the first inning for Haverkamp.
Yeah, I was able to jam the next batter up just off the first pitch on Jensen on the inside. So, yeah, Haverkamp looking to keep some good momentum here defensively for his team.
Here is Lucas Lancaster, the first baseman here for Hiawatha. Haverkamp would love to go 1-2-3 with a low pitch count here to start this game out tonight. And he hits a fastball on the outer edge for a called strike, and it's no balls, one strike here to Lancaster. Hiawatha's record 13-12. They won 30 games last summer en route to that runner-up finish at state. And they've got an opportunity, of course, being locked in there next week. Another one in there for a called strike. Lancaster quickly down at 0-2. So Haverkamp trying to go real swift here in the first. Here is a ground ball. Good pace. Heidemann at short. Bobble still has time. His throw is high, but pulled down by Tally in time for the out. Swiftly done for Ben Haverkamp. A strikeout followed by a pair of groundouts, and Hiawatha is retired in the top of the first. We go to the home first here in Wapena. No score here on KNZA.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Summer is here, and it's UV Safety Month. Protect your skin with broad-spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30 to 50. Wear protective clothing, sunglasses, and seek shade during peak sun hours. Stay hydrated and monitor skin changes. For expert advice, book your appointment with Tiffany Engelken, Certified Nurse Practitioner, at Holton Community Hospital, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Sabetha Community Hospital, or Hanover Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around, as always, our post-game will have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Game 1-2 tonight, Corning and Hiawatha, no score. Going to the bottom of the first inning, and we'll see the top three in this Corning lineup. First time tonight, Crendon, Weston Chulions, L.J. Kelzer, and Ben Haverkamp going up against Hiawatha's Gannon Becker.
Well, first off, Haverkamp, you know, right there, he bats third in the order. He already got his team off to a great start with the strikeout and the two groundouts, the three up and three down the top half of this inning. So for Corning, great defensive momentum here to start this game, see how they can start off the top of the order. Weston Chulions, you know, he's kind of had a struggle this season being the leadoff guy for Corning, but this could be a good turnaround here to start the zone tournament for him.
So here we go. It's Gannon Becker on the bump for Hiawatha in there. Red uniform tops, gray pants, blue numerals and lettering as Becker kicks and delivers a fastball missing high, ball one to Weston Chulions. And with no score in the bottom of the first, here we go. It's a warm evening, no doubt about that. Becker's next pitch, a little bit outside, and quickly two balls and no strikes here on Chulions. 17-9 last summer for this Corning squad that made it out to state. A 9-11 record currently, and this one is lying down the left field line, and that is a fair ball for Weston Chulions. Took a hard turn around first and is held there. We'll lead off single in our first hit of tonight's game.
Yeah, that was a great swing and a good hard knock there by Chulions. Great location on the pitch. Just went down with the leverage on the baseball and then just cracked it down the left line. Just a great hit to get himself the leadoff man on here.
Good job defensively by Jacobs in the left fielder to get that one in quickly to hold that to a leadoff single instead of extra bases. So Becker out of the stretch. Here's L.J. Kelzer. And it caught the outside part of the plate with the fastball knee high. Quickly 0-1. Batting from the right side, jersey number 5, L.J. Kelzer. And Becker tossing one to first. Head first slide. Weston Chulions back in safely. No score, bottom of the first inning. Runner at first, nobody out. Game one, night one of this Zone 2 tournament in Wathena. That next pitch missed just barely outside. Now one ball, one strike here on Kelzer. These two teams very familiar with one another over the last couple of seasons. This is game five between these two this summer. They have split the first four. Next pitch upstairs, two balls, one strike here on Kelzer with Ben Haverkamp in the on-deck circle. Not much of a lead at first for Weston Chulions after a leadoff single down the line and left. 2-1 by Becker, check swing, and he went around. Even Stevens now to count 2-2. Good off speed that caught the outer edge there by Gannon Becker. Little bit of cloud cover. Very humid night here in Wathena. Becker sets, runner takes off, and the pitch is a little slow roller to the right side. It is fielded by Lucas Lancaster and then fumbled and then picked up by Becker. He'll record the out. A little dicey there between Becker and Lancaster, but they do get the force out at first. But in the process, Chulion's now at second base with one out in the inning for Ben Haberkamp.
Yeah, that was a great early takeoff there by Chulion, just in case the double play could have been open there. But, of course, you saw the fumble by the first baseman and Lucas Lancaster. But, again, great play by Becker being able to pick it up. A good IQ there on to get that back touch.
First pitch here to Ben Haberkamp is a little bit high for ball number one. Base hit could give Corning an early 1-0 lead. Limiting the errors and mistakes and getting quality pitching, that is key when you get into postseason play. Two balls, no strikes. That one a little bit up and out. Haberkamp has the advantage, batting from the left side of the plate. And the 2-0 is downstairs. Three balls, no strikes with the cleanup man, Hunter Lehman, in the on-deck circle. Runner at second base, Weston Chulions. One out here in the bottom of the first, no score. And Becker fires a 3-0, taken all the way, and a tie ball four. The only positive for Corning, you get the double, or I should say for Hiawatha, beg your pardon, you get the double play into effect with runners at first and second, but now two on and only one out for a very capable and dangerous hitter in Hunter Lehman.
Yeah, Hunter Lehman's a great hitter.
He's got a lot of power. That's on the right side, two on, one out here in the first, trying to give his team the early lead, and he takes one a little bit high for ball one. So Becker out the gate, having to work out of a little bit of a jam here. And the 1-0 is in there off speed, called strike, and it's 1-1.
Right now for Becker, it's just about finding control in the fastball and just getting inside the zone.
Out of the stretch, neither of the two runners being held on. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Wishrup catching for Gannon Becker on the hill. Stephen Morgan at third, Jensen at short, J.J. Lancaster at second, his older brother Lucas at first base defensively. The next pitch just missed outside. Now three balls and one strike here on Hunter Lehman. Now Jacobson in left, Oldham in center. Newell is the right fielder defensively for Hiawatha. Here's the pitch. It is outside ball four, and the bases are loaded. Crendon back-to-back walks, still one out in the inning. That'll bring up Henry Heidemann.
Yeah, Becker just a little out of control with his fastball, maybe a little bit of an early release. Again, you mentioned three fastball pitches, kind of the same similar spot there on the outside of the left corner from him. So, and now already you're going to get an inside-the-field mound meeting with the bases loaded.
Yeah, that's something you want in the first inning. You get an early mound visit from the coach. The infield piles in here for Hiawatha as Corning has the bases loaded with one out. With no score here in the bottom of the first inning. Again, it's night one. We got two games on tap for you here tonight, two more tomorrow, two more potentially coming your way on Friday as well. Corning, Hiawatha in this first game tonight, and then Doniphan County and Seneca in the nightcap game number two. Obviously a big edge for the winners on these first games here tonight. Hiawatha just playing essentially for just practice. Doesn't matter what they do, they are locked in because they are hosting state next weekend. So here we go, out of the mound meeting. It is Henry Heidemann, the shortstop here for Corning. Bases loaded, one out in the inning. Becker out of the stretch still. He'll fire in that first pitch, lifted high in the air, but on the infield right side. J.J. Lancaster there for the catch and the out, and that is huge. Neither of the three runners advance, and now two outs in the inning. That's up now to the first baseman at Aiden Talley.
And if you're Becker, you really want to get out of this jam here. Now with two outs, base is still loaded, but you have a chance to keep that zero on the board here against Corning.
Chulion's the runner at third, Haberkamp the runner at second, Lehman at first. And the first pitch to Aiden Talley is outside for ball one. And the infield back just a touch with now two outs in the inning. The 1-0. It is high, two balls, no strikes. Big opportunity here for Corning to jump out in front. They have them loaded up, but two outs in the inning. Advantage hitter at 2-0. The next one curves in there for a called strike. Now two balls and one strike. Tally bats from the right side, playing at first base to start. Where's jersey number 33? 2-1. And it's outside, and it's three balls and one strike. A walk would give Corning the first run of the game.
Well, I'd be surprised here if Talley just stays patient.
He does check his swing there, and it is a called strike. Good location on the outside part of the plate. Now the count full at 3-2.
Yeah, just probably shouldn't have had that hesitation there. Just take that swing. Could have probably levered it out in the right center.
A big 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the first. This one is lifted out towards the gap in shallow left center, running in on it and making the catch on the run is the center fielder and Micah Oldham. So Corning loads him up with one out, but a pop out and a pop out again ends that threat. So we're scoreless here in the first inning. We go to the second. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Chaim Diaz of Zavepa is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Zavepa. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, they are close to home but far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kurt, Brendan, all with you here on KNZA. Appreciate it very much. Just getting going tonight in Wathena. We go to the second inning, Corning and Hiawatha scoreless.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there's more of a positive there. Again, out of Corning, I know at the end of the day it's still 0-0, but Corning forcing Becker to work a little harder out of that stretch. Again, it was a 3-up and 3-down, top half of the inning for Hiawatha. Corning, they were at least able to bring up 6 batters through the order. They left the bases loaded with 2 outs. It was an unfortunate situation for them, but again, they had their chance to get on the board. Of course, they'll take that momentum to try to continue, but for Hiawatha, you know, just know, hey, you got out of the jam. Now it's time to put a little jelly on it here and get some runs going.
Put some jam and the jelly on it, says Crendon Prophet. So here we go, middle third of this Hiawatha order. Cooper Jacobson, Cooper Wishrup, and Dalton Steven Morgan as Ben Haverkamp tries to pick up where he left off after a swift top of the first inning.
Well, it's getting hot, Brandon. It's picnic season.
Yeah, well, there you go. It certainly is a hot one here tonight. First pitch of the second inning. It's a little bit low for ball one, and here we go. Jacobson, the left fielder, bats from the left side, tab it open on the stance, no batting gloves, choked up on that bat above the left shoulder, and that one runs inside and clips him on the right side. The leadoff base runner, and the first one allowed by Ben Haverkamp, and Jacobson gingerly jogging to first, but he is all good, and that'll bring up Cooper Wishrup.
Yeah, Haverkamp had such a great start, great pitches ahead of all the batters there, and the first 3 batters he faced right there against Cooper Jacobson, just lots of control in the fastball, hit the batter, but he's going to try to clear his mind here as he goes against the next one up in the order.
So the first time Haverkamp goes out of the stretch, bunt shown by Wishrup, runner takes off, the throw is wide of the target, the tag applied, but still in time for the out. The throw was a little bit right of the second base bag, but the tag applied, it was a bang-bang play. And Jacobson caught stealing seconds, and that is out number one.
What a throw by Hunter Lehman. Just, I mean, laid it real good on a rope, but Kelbs are just a great extension of his arm, bringing the ball right down to that thigh. Yeah, no, what a great applied tag.
Bunt still being shown by a Wishrup. Now that the base is empty, he pulls back, and it's a fastball called strike, and now the count even at 1-1. Maybe an opportunity lost here for Hiawatha. Leadoff man picked off at second base, caught stealing. And that next pitch fastball, a little bit outside. Now 2-1 here on the Horton Charger and Cooper Wishrup. That's from the right side, jersey number 5 catching here tonight. Now back freshly out of the windup, Haverkamp, and it's fouled away. Just a little dribbler down the left side. And we're evened up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. These are the two teams that represented our area in Concordia last summer. They finished number 2 and number 3 in the state tournament. Hiawatha making it to that championship game, losing to Iola. Curveball misses a little bit high. Now the count full on Wishrup at 3-2. Corner infield a little bit more in compared to that middle portion of the infield defensively. Now on a 3-2, it's sliced down the right field line, and unable to get there is the right fielder in Balhae, and this is extra bases for Wishrup, And he'll go jogging into second with a double with one out here in the inning. Just down the right field line. And trying to get there was Bauhey. He made a diving effort for it, but couldn't get there. He got up and got it back into the infield quickly. But a one-out base runner now in scoring position for Dalton Steven Morgan.
Again, that's just one of those perfect hits that you can get there from Wish Grip. Just perfectly high in the air, pop, just right down on the line. Hard playable from the right fielder to go out and get.
So here's Steven Morgan, a fastball called strike. So he drops behind at 0-1. No score here in the top of the second inning as we are just off and running. First of two games here tonight in Wathena. Next pitch, a heavy swing and a miss there, and quickly no balls, two strikes. Looking for that first run of the game. Wishrup at second after a double, one out in the inning, but an 0-2 count here on Steven Morgan. And the pitch by Haverkamp is a swing and a miss, and down goes Steven Morgan for out number two. Second strikeout issued up by Haverkamp, and now it's up to the right fielder in Braden Newell. First time that Hiawatha has had a runner in scoring position, but now two outs in the inning as Haverkamp throws back to second after kind of teasing a pitch towards home, and back in safely is the runner and Wishrup. And Braden Newell, the RBI chance here. Seabass from the right side. And Haverkamp looks and fires, and it's a fastball missing away, and it's 1-0. Well, Hiawatha got their leadoff man on. Jacobson hit by a pitch, but he was caught stealing. Then a wish rope with a one-out double. Then Steven Morgan came up, struck out. And right now, 2-0, the counts on Braden Newell. Haverkamp checks second, kicks and deals. And it's a ground ball, slow roller, third base side. Hayden Chulions makes the play, fires across the diamond. It's a low throw, but dug out in time by Talley, and that retires the side. So Hiawatha putting a runner at second base with one out, but a strikeout and a ground out, and Ben Haverkamp scoreless through two. Go to the bottom of the second here in Wathena, no score on KNZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball here on KNCA. It's brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around for our post game. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. First of two tonight, Corning and Hiawatha scoreless, Crendon, as we go to the bottom of the second.
Well, so far both teams are 0-2 with a runner in scoring position, so right now it's about being able to get those runners in on second or third base. So, but coming up here for Corning, you got Jacob Flenty, seventh in the order. Flenty, great athletic kid. You know, he was a graduated senior from Centralia this spring, and you tell you what, he's a great athlete.
And a first pitch swing, and then he drops it down into center field for a leadoff single. A one hopper right into Oldham's mitt. And a good start here, number seven in the order, a leadoff single. And a base runner here for Corning, as that's going to bring up Tegan Bauhey, the right fielder.
Yeah, that marks now back-to-back innings here where your leadoff man gets a single to get on base. Now it's about taking advantage of that opportunity.
Here is Bauhey, batting from the right side, runner at first base, nobody out, no score here in this bottom of the second inning. Gannon Becker's first pitch is a swing and a miss to Bauhey for the count 0-1. I notice a lot of these kids, more times than not rocking the batting gloves.
No, it's an interesting choice there for sure. More so here in Legion.
Here's a throw to first. Back in safely with the head first slide is Flinty. So certainly, you mentioned the athletic ability, so Becker is certainly aware of the speed at first base. About 2.5-step lead, Lancaster holding, Becker sets, and the 0-1. A little bit low and outside, and it's 1-1 here on Bauhaus.
I mean, Flinty, he was on first team All-State on offense last year in football, as well as over 1,000 rushing yards. So, yeah, he is a great athlete in really any sport he's played.
Helped the Centralia Panthers make the state title game in football a year ago. As Bauhaus fouls one off his foot, and kicks to the right side. So, quickly, not in his favor, the count at 1-2. Got Hayden Chulions in the on-deck circle. As we are looking for that first run of tonight's game, no score, bottom two. As Corning has a runner at first base. Game number five between these two this summer. They have split the first four, 2-2. Most important one to be played to this point. More specifically for the side of Corning, and there is a called strike three with a bender on the outside part of the plate. And Bauhaus is down for out number one.
Yeah, and that strikeout should give Becker a little confidence. That's his first strikeout on the game. He got Bauhaus looking. So, again, you know, for Becker here, it's about trying to continue that.
So here's number nine in the order, Hayden Chulions. He'll show bunt. Becker throws again to first and back in safely. That head-first slide is Flinty. Hayden Chulions, the third baseman, jersey number 11, batting from the right side, a runner at first, and one out here in the bottom of the second with no score. Becker kicks and deals, and that one in the dirt. Good stab by Wishrup. And it's 1-0. Doniphan County and Seneca will be game number two tonight. Two first-round games here at this Zone 2 tournament in Wasina. Becker's next pitch, a little bit outside. Now 2-0 here on Hayden Chulions. Flinty at first after a leadoff single. And the 2-0 is popped up on the infield. It's pushing into foul territory, and it's going to be over the fence and into the stands for a foul ball. Now the count 2-1.
Yeah, here for Corning, just trying to get back up to the top of the order. Again, Hayden Chulions batting his brother. We let it off for Corning with the single, Weston. So trying to get him back up, that'd be a good shot of trying to get your first run to come through.
Here's the 2-1 by Becker, and it just missed outside. 3-1. So advantage Hayden Chulions with what Kernan just mentioned, brother Weston in the on-deck circle. With Flinty at first base, one out in the inning. This next pitch lifted out towards left field. Backing up is Jacobson into the shade. Still backing up, and it's over his head, and it drops in front of the fence. Now it's going to be just a single. As Flinty had to hold up just to make sure it wasn't going to be caught, so he is at second base and a long single for number nine in the order. And Hayden Chulions, and now Weston Chulions with two on and one out.
Yeah, a lot of that play there was probably assisted by the wind. It's blowing right now 14, 22 miles an hour out of the north, so that's kind of heading to that left corner here of the ballpark. So, again, that's a hard play to make for Jacobson, just trying to backtrack and head back to that warning track.
So Corning now with top of the order, Weston Chulions takes an off-speed pitch called strike, and he'll fall behind at 0-1. But two on and one out here in the inning. It is the bottom of the second, looking for that first run of tonight's game. The 0-1 outside, and we're evened up at 1-1. Now this is a crucial at-bat for both parties. Look at coming up the next few here for this Corning lineup. A lot of big capable bats at 2 and 3. As a called strike there on the outer edge makes it 1-2. But two on and one out here in the inning. Flinty at second. Hayden Chulion's the runner at first. Becker looks back in the 1-2, and it runs a little bit high and inside. Weston ducks out of the way, and it's now 2-2. Becker sets, looks back at second, and delivers. Low and outside, count runs full. 3-2 with L.J. Kelzer in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, Chulion's doing a great job here, staying patient, waiting on his pitch. Right up to the full count here, looking for the hit.
And now this one is hit out towards center field, and it drops in for a base hit on a line drive. Flinty rounds third. The throw home is high. Tag applied, but too late. And the run is in, and it's an RBI for Weston Chulianson, corning out to the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, just a little too high of a throw from center field Olden to Wishrip. And Wishrip did catch it, but again, he was having to come down off of his feet to the ground and try to attempt that tag and apply it on to Flenty. But Flenty, again, he mentioned, comes through, scores. Weston already 2-for-2 today. That's why I give him the nickname Smith and Weston, because when he's firing on cylinders, he can fire away.
So Weston at first, brother Hayden at second base, still one out in the inning, corning out to the 1-0 lead. First pitch swinging and a gap shot to left field, and it drops in. Could be extra bases. Hayden's going to round third. He will score. Weston holds at third. It is an RBI extra base hit. And back-to-back knocks here in the second with one out is giving Corning a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, and the only thing you can do here is when you have a great hit is to follow it up with a great hit, and that's how momentum starts to roll here for Corning, just trying to keep it rolling. But for Hiawatha, you definitely want to try to put a wall up there and stop the scoring when you can.
Now it's second and third with still one out in the inning, a two spot being put up and more on deck potentially as the lefty and Ben Haverkamp takes one low and inside for ball number one. Now, Weston, the runner at third base, Weston Chulianson, and then Kelzer after the double at second. Next pitch by Becker in there for a called strike, and now Haverkamp at a 1-1 count. RBIs in the inning by Weston Chulianson, and L.J. Kelzer has given Corning a 2-0 lead. Next pitch a little bit high here to Haverkamp, and it's 2-1.
And that first inning, Corning again going 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position, and this one so far 2-for-2. They want to keep that rolling.
Here's a 2-1, a little bit high and outside, and it's three balls and one strike with Lehman in the on-deck circle. So Corning, an opportunity for a big inning here. Becker's 3-1 is a ground ball to the right side, and the play by Lancaster, he will throw home, and now a pickle here between home and third. Throw back to third as got the runner, and Julian's being tagged at home, and the out is applied. And the blocker there, as that is a huge play and a smart play by Lucas Lancaster, the first baseman, got the go-ahead runner out at home. So it stays 2-0, but now two outs in the inning. So Haverkamp at first. And L.J. Kelzer, he hung put at second as well. So first and second, two outs in the inning.
Yeah, great decision-making there by first baseman Lucas Lancaster.
There is Lehman with an opportunity. He watches a breaking ball that's over the outer edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. If Hiawatha can get out of this with only the two allowed, they would call that a victory. Good swing there by Lehman. He fouls it straight back, and he is quickly behind at 0-2. Lehman walked in his first at-bat back in the first. Right now we're in the bottom of the second inning with Corning out to a 2-0 lead. First and second. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing outside, and it's 1-2. RBIs in the inning by Weston Chulianson and L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer still at second base, occupying first is Haverkamp, and now laced back up the middle and out to center field once again. Another base hit. And they're going to hold Kelzer at third. So Oldham got on it quickly. They didn't feel comfortable sending Kelzer, and now the bases are loaded with two outs. And now Hunter Lehman, a one-for-one night with a walk and a single.
Well, Corning in back-to-back innings have, again, managed to load the bases up, having two outs on the board. Henry Heidemann, last time he was up, the bases were loaded with just one out on the board, but he popped up. So let's see what he can do here. Again, chance to score a runner on both second and third.
Both at bats tonight for Heidemann with the bases loaded. Popped out to second in the first, and now he has them loaded up here in the second inning. He's got Kelzer at third, Haverkamp at second, Lehman at first. Here is the pitch by Becker, and a fastball just a touch outside, and the count 1-1, no strikes. A two-run inning, bases loaded, two outs, looking for more is Corning. Hiawatha trying to end it right now. Good pitch, good location on the inside part of the plate. Now 1-1, one strike here on Heidemann. Neither of the runners being held. Here's the pitch, and another good location there on the outer edge called strike. And now Heidemann in protection mode. It is 1-2. Bases loaded, two outs here on the bottom of the second inning. Corning trying to add to a 2-0 lead. Now a time called by Heidemann. He'll step out, reset. If Heidemann can get on, it would bring up Tally and officially give Corning the bat around here in the second. On the 1-2 by Becker, it's outside, 2-2. Trying to get Heidemann to chase, he wasn't falling for it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, base is loaded. Becker sets, kicks and fires. Little nub, up the middle, past the mound, play at second, bobbled, everybody is safe. It was a slow roller that got past Becker on the mound. Jensen cutting across second base to field, could not do so. It's an infield knock and another run, and now it's 3-0 Corning. Still bases loaded and two outs.
Yeah, here for Corning, four straight hits with runners and, well, not four straight hits, but four hits in this inning with a runner in scoring position. So, again, great job here being able to have clutch at-bats.
And now this one is hit well out towards left field. Down the line, this is trouble. It one hops the fence. It is fair. This could clear them all as Tally is into second base. All three runs score. It's a bases clearing double with two outs. And Corning doubles it up just like that from 3-0 to 6-0 here in the second. How about that?
Yeah, no, Corning already showing massive improvement from that first inning. Again, the first inning, I left the bases loaded. This time they have already managed to clear him and then some. So a big inning here for Corning, putting up some runs on the board.
A 3-RBI double by Tally. And now the second mound meeting for Hiawatha in as many innings. As Corning blowing it open here with a 6-run second inning. They have six hits this inning. And it looks like the official mark on that last one where Jensen was fielding was called an error. And did we get a pitching change? I believe Hiawatha is making a pitching change. So we'll step aside. Corning blowing it open. They lead it 6-0 here in the second. We're back after this here on KNCA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Corning putting it on here in this second inning against Hiawatha. It's coverage of American Legion Baseball on KNCA. So not even two innings into this game tonight, Crendon, Hiawatha having to make a change on the mound. Michael Jensen steps in as Corning now officially batting for a second time this inning for Jacob Blinty. He's got a runner at second base and two outs.
Yeah, Corning, and they, again, they still have a chance to continue the run support here in this inning for Haverkamp. Corning, again, they have really let the bats go in the second inning.
First pitch here to Blinty is a little bit high and outside by Michael Jensen, and it's one ball, no strikes. A 6-0 Corning lead. Second pitcher already tonight for Hiawatha. And next one a little bit outside, quickly 2-0. So Flinty got this inning started off with a single, and he was brought home by the single from Weston Shulians. Got this thing going. Here is a slicer, shallow left field, and coming on to make the catch just past the grass is the left fielder in Jacobson. He'll secure it for the out, but the side retired, but damage done. As Corning puts up a sixth spot in the second inning, they lead it 6-0 here on KNZA.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Corning and Hiawatha, game one here going on right now. We got Doniphan County Seneca, game number two. And how about that bottom of the second inning there, Crendon, for Corning? 6 runs, 6 hits. They now have a 6-0 lead. Good little cushion right now for Corning starting pitcher and Ben Haverkamp.
Yeah, don't get too complacent with that. We know how teams have been able to come back here. So for Haverkamp, continue to pitch. Man, what a great bottom half inning there for Corning. Viola bat around. Again, you had the 3 RBI double in that inning, which was absolutely incredible by Aiden Talley to really bust out the scoring there for Corning. Corning went 4 for 5 with runners in scoring position in that bottom of the second. So, yeah, all around great batting.
Here is a ground ball, third base side by Becker. Long throw across the diamond. Hayden Chulion to Talley for out number one. So good start. And this top of the third inning for Ben Haverkamp and Corning. A ground out to third, and that brings up number 9 in the order. That is J.J. Lancaster.
And I mentioned Keith coming to this game. It's about the longevity of your pitcher. How far can he go? How far can you stretch him through these innings of the game? Well, already, Corning's already got the win in that department, getting Becker out, forcing Jensen Haverkamp. He's a guy that's going to try to go 5, guaranteed maybe even 6 this game.
So here is J.J. Lancaster. Takes one high for ball one. Base is empty. One out here in the top of the third inning. Hiawatha, they got work to do now, trailing Corning 6-0. The 1-0 to J.J. Fastball missing outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Corning in their blue uniform tops, white numerals and lettering, gray pants, a blue stripe down each side of the pant leg. There's a fastball called strike. J.J. watching all the way, and it's 2-1. 6 runs on 6 hits for Corning in that bottom of the second inning. There is a heavy swing and a miss there, nicely placed by Haverkamp, and now from 2-0 to 2-2. Haverkamp has struck out 2 here so far, and make it 3. Got him with the bender. Reaching out for it was Lancaster, nowhere close. 3 strikeouts now for Haverkamp, and quickly 2 up, 2 down here in the third.
Man, Haverkamp has just already pitched an excellent game, whether he's getting the strikeout pitch or he's jamming the batter. But, again, you saw the pitch that went right down and got the swing and the miss, and then followed that right back up with a reach on the outside that forced that strikeout from Lancaster. Great job and great pitching there by Haverkamp.
All right, so Michael Oldham steps in, second time now through the Hiawatha order. He takes a off-speed pitch outside for ball one. He struck out in his first at-bat tonight. 1-0, a little bit low and outside with the fastball. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. So Haverkamp, he has been very efficient to this point here for Corning. The 2-0. Now a little bit outside, missing as well with the fastball, and quickly 3 balls and no strikes with Michael Jensen in the on-deck circle. A 6-0 lead here for Corning in game one tonight. And a fastball taken all the way, called strike, and it's now 3-1. And we saw Michael Oldham last week when we were over in Hiawatha make some really nice defensive plays out in center field. He has done that his entire career. As a 3-1 fastball, called strike, and quickly run back from 3-0 to 3-2 here. A 3-2 pitch to Michael Oldham, and it's fouled straight back. We'll try it again. Went at him with the off-speed pitch. Oldham waited just long enough, got a piece of it. Let's see what Haverkamp brings at him after that one. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Base is empty here in the top of the third inning. A 6-0 Corning lead. Haverkamp fires. High fastball, blew it right by him, a swing and a miss, and down goes Oldham. Back-to-back strikeouts make it four tonight for Haverkamp. Corning, cruise control. We go to the bottom of the third. 6-0 their lead here in Wathena.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank N.A., member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continues tonight on KNCA. It's brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. To the bottom of the third we go. It's been all Corning to this point. They lead Hiawatha 6-0. As back to work is Michael Jensen and Tegan Balhay. Set to step in to lead off this bottom of the third inning for Corning. And off to a good start, Crendon, a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, and again, that's all accompanied by that second inning where Corning just got off to a real hot start, being able to score again. The six runs off six hits. Went 4-for-5 with runners in scoring position. See how they continue with that momentum here.
First pitch to Balhay, a little bit low for ball one. He struck out his first time up. He takes another one a little bit inside. He jumps in front at 2-0. So Gannon Becker, again, tough start tonight for him as he went just an inning and 2/3. And now this one is hit to the left side on the infield. And it's Becker who's now playing shortstop on a one hop over to Lancaster in time for out number one. So Jensen in relief has retired the first two batters he has seen here tonight, one via the flyout and that one on a ground out.
Yeah, and for Corning, that's their, you know, their first inning here where they haven't had their leadoff man get on with the hit. So for Hiawatha, try to turn things around, bring out some defense, and start putting Corning some zeros on the board for these innings.
So here's Hayden Chulianz, the third baseman. He had one of the six hits that Corning had in that last inning. Was a single. He also scored a run. Takes a strike here by Jensen, and it's no balls and one strike. Jensen sets. The righty fires, and that one way outside. Dribbles back to the backstop, and the count evened up here at 1-1. So we mentioned at the top of the broadcast with Hiawatha guaranteed that spot in the state tournament. Doesn't matter what they do over the next couple of nights here. There's a foul tip on an off-speed pitch, and now 1-2 here on Hayden Chulianz. But it's essentially one spot up for grabs with the three other teams, Corning, Doniphan County, and Seneca. That one really got away. Stayed upstairs, now 2-2.
Yeah, but if you're Hiawatha, you still want to build momentum. You still want to feel comfortable and confident going into state tournament next week. You don't want to, you know, not win a single game here through the zone tournament.
Now one low and inside, and the count runs full here on Hayden Chulianz to 3-2. Base is empty, one out here in the bottom of the third inning. It's been all Corning. They lead it 6-0 against Hiawatha. Jensen sets and fires, and it's inside, ball four. A one-out walk. Hayden Chulianz has reached twice tonight. Now bring back the top of the order with Weston Chulianz.
Yeah, both brothers combined, well, they've reached base 4-for-4 so far between them both. Chulianz has reached both off singles.
Yep, Weston 2-for-2, couple of singles. Hayden, who just walked, also has a single as well. So a one-out base runner, and here's a slow roller. Shortstop side, Becker fields, plays at second for one. They get the lead run for out number two. And Weston at first on the fielder's choice, and that's going to bring up L.J. Kelzer. So Chulianz, that's Weston at first base, now two outs. Kelzer, an RBI double And that's 6 runs, second inning. He is also grounded out to first. He is 1-for-2. This will be big for Hiawatha. Keep Corning off the board after a 6th spot in the last inning. First pitch to Kelzer, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Jensen's doing a good job here. Little work so far in relief. Out of the stretch, staggered stance. Bends it in there. It's a little bit high. Throw down to second on target. Tag, though, a little bit late, and that's a stolen base for Weston Chulions.
Yeah, what a great steal by Chulions. He had a solid leadoff first base and just saw the opportune timing to take off on that pitch and get himself in scoring position here for Kelzer.
1-1 here on Kelzer. Base hit could add a run. Becker, correction, Jensen fires, beg your pardon, it's fouled away down the right field line, and Kelzer behind at 1-2. Now the difference so far through near 3 innings, that bottom of the 2nd inning, all 6 of the Corning runs on 6 hits. Hiawatha's defense also committing an error in that inning, which allowed one of those 6 runs to score. Here's a 1-2, and it's a fastball right down the middle, called strike 3. So good job by Michael Jensen to get out of the inning, facing only 4. 3 innings down, we go to the 4th here in Wathena. It's Corning 6 and Hiawatha nothing.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball all summer long, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu, and also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon, Kirk, Crendon, all with you here. First of 2 games here tonight, day one of this Zone 2 Legion Baseball Tournament. Right now, Corning the advantage, 6-0, all 6 runs in the bottom of the 2nd.
Yeah, and Corning has to get out like that. You know, we've talked about it before, we can talk about it again here. Hiawatha already guaranteed that spot for the state tournament next week. So for Corning, this game, very important for them. They want to get off that hot start here, and they want to keep defensively the shutout here against Hiawatha. They've already shut out Hiawatha once already this year, 4-0. That was the 2nd game of the year played against them in that first doubleheader.
Michael Jensen leads things off. First pitch to him by Haverkamp was low. Now he slow rolls this one down the third base line, but kicks foul. And Jensen will have to come back. 1-1. We're in the top of the 4th, a 6-0 Corning lead. Lucas Lancaster, Cooper Jacobson also due up in this frame for Hiawatha post 6-6. A little bit of cloud cover puts the sun away for just a touch as this breaking ball is swung on and hit out towards center field, running back and making a shoulder-high catch with one hand. Weston Chulions, nicely done out there, running towards the gap in left center, retiring Michael Jensen for out number 1.
Well, I know Haverkamp has had already a great day from the mound, but his supporting cast from the infield and the outfield have done a tremendous job of making some big-time level plays.
Yeah, no errors yet committed by Corning, so defensively very sharp here through 3 and change. As Lucas Lancaster steps in, takes one a little bit low for 1. Grounded out to short in his first at bat, which ended the first inning of play tonight. Another fastball there, catching the outside part of the plate, called strike, and now 1-1. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Corning. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error for Hiawatha. That one curves in there and nearly clipped Lancaster, but just moving out of the way in time, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. As Haverkamp deals, and that's hit right on a line straight to the second baseman, Kelzer. Belt high catch with the left hand, and that is out number two.
Yeah, great concentration there by Kelzer. You mentioned went straight to him. He stayed in his little squat stance, just moved his hand a little bit to the side for it. Great catch for the second out.
So a couple of lineouts here to start, and Haverkamp is really in cruise control as he has retired seven in a row. And the first pitch here to the lefty and Cooper Jacobson, a fastball knee high, and it's a called strike. And it's 0-1. Haverkamp kicks and deals, and a little chopper right past Haverkamp on the mound, charging his Kelzer at second. His throw to first is not in time. It's an infield hit for Jacobson. Boy, bang, bang play, but Jacobson just beat it out. That is a two-out base runner for Hiawatha.
Yeah, and that's the second time Jacobson has gone base. Last time he was caught stealing, trying to take second here. But, yeah, looking for the opportunity. I think for Jacobson, just try to stay patient here with two outs on the board. You got Wishrip up next, who's got the lone hit here for Hiawatha. He had the double, and he was left stranded out in the second as well.
There is Wishrip. Does have a double to his credit tonight. Got a runner at first, two down. Hiawatha, they got work to do. They're down 6-0. Haverkamp rifles in a fastball, called strike, belt high, and it's 0-1 here on Cooper Wishrip. Well, Jacobson at first base. And a quick turn, fire back to first. And back in safely is Jacobson. And this is game number 5 between these two this summer. They have split the first 4-2-2. Here's the pitch, and it's hit out towards left field and past the third baseman and Hayden Julian. It's a base hit with two outs. Jacobson strolls up to second base untouched, and Wishrup now 2-for-2 tonight. Hiawatha trying to put together a two-out rally as Dalton Steven Morgan steps in.
It's always great to have that guy who's just, it's his day. He's feeling it. It's great. I know it's warm out, 33 degrees, but right now, Wishrup, it's a warm day for him. He's already got a double and a single. Here for Hiawatha, hopefully for him, he tries to stay more, continue that consistency.
And Steven Morgan firing away at the first pitch, and he fouls it away down the left field line. He'll start behind at 0-1. He struck out swinging his first time up back in the second inning. Haverkamp has racked up 4 strikeouts so far. But Hiawatha, 2 on and 2 outs, trying to dig into a 6-run deficit. Next pitch just missed low, and it's 1-1. So after 2 quick lineouts, back-to-back hits by Jacobson and Wishrup. Those two at second and first, respectively. Here's the 1-1, a little slow roller, ground ball. And shoveling it to third is the shortstop Heideman. Gets the lead run and out number 3 to retire the side. So a couple of two-out singles does no harm for Corning. And we have played half of it here tonight in Wathena. 3.5 down. It's been all Corning. They lead this game 6-0.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership. You'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continues tonight. It's brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kind CS Trucking of Sabetha as well, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Now, it's been all Corning here in game number 1. They lead Hiawatha 6-0. As they come up to bat here in the bottom of the 4th inning, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman, and Crendon Prophet with you here tonight. Day number 1 of this tournament in Wathena.
Yeah, and already here a good start for Corning. Of course, they want to keep the start going here throughout this game. Of course, for the rest of the tournament, they want a chance to go to state again. They were a team that was so great last year, really contended hard alongside Hiawatha. So, again, they want another chance this year.
Ben Haverkamp leads things off. He has pitched well. Opposites for Corning tonight. And the first pitch a little bit low, ball one. So Haverkamp, Lehmann, and Heidemann do up here for Corning. Michael Jensen still continuing his outing in relief as his next pitch tailed away outside. Quickly 2-0 on Haverkamp. Haverkamp has reached twice in two at-bats tonight. A walk in the first and a fielder's choice play in the second. And now has a chance to reach for a third time as he has jumped out in front here on Jensen at 3-0. And that 3-0 is on the way, and it's low, a four-pitch walk to begin the bottom of the fourth. Haverkamp, going along with his great pitching outing, has reached now three times and three at-bats.
Right now for Corning, they're having a hard time trying to crack Jensen right now, trying to get those runners to come in. Jensen just doing a great job staying patient and under control on the mound, but already off to a promising start here. Haverkamp, leadoff man, being able to get on.
Here is Hunter Lehmann. He has reached twice as well. Jensen's first pitch off speed, missed inside for ball one. So five straight pitches to start this inning outside the zone for Michael Jensen. Haverkamp at first base. Lehmann walked in the first, singled and scored in the six-run second. And a fastball just missed inside, quickly 2-0. Now Corning, I'm sure, not settling at this point. Want to keep the foot on the gas, trying to build on this six-run lead. There's a fastball. That's a called strike. So finally, Jensen, a strike on the board here in this inning. Two balls, one strike here on Lehmann. Well, it got a little bit dark, a little bit cloudy here in Wathena. There's a throw to first, and back safely is Haverkamp.
Yeah, just projection looking here a little bit ahead. Those projected thunderstorms not coming into hopefully about 10 to 11 o'clock. So, again, trying to get these games definitely out of the way real quick here between these. We got two games today.
Jensen's next pitch, a little low and outside, and now Lehmann in front, three balls, one strike. Now, there was some rain in the area last night. Field a little wet earlier today, but cleared up, ready to go for these first two games of this tournament tonight. And the 3-1 is an off-speed pitch, and fouling it away out of play is Lehmann. And now three balls, two strikes. Haverkamp at first base, nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Corning a 6-0 lead, all six runs in the second. Outside of that inning, it's been goose eggs across the board. Jensen sets, kicks, and fires a 3-2. Check swing, missed inside, ball four just barely. So back-to-back walks, Haverkamp to second, Lehmann goes to first. It is the third walk that Jensen has issued in relief. And now that brings up Henry Heidemann, who reached on an error his last time up and has also popped out to second.
Yeah, Corning just trying to, again, replicate that second inning, trying to get those goose eggs off the board instead, try to put some scrambled eggs on there and get some run support. Can you hear for Haverkamp?
Here we go. Heidemann steps in. Bats from the right side. Jersey number 3-0. After a little pause by the umpire, back to it. Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Corning trying to add to a six-run lead. Jensen sets and fires, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Like Jensen took a little bit off that pitch with a changeup, and Heidemann missing over the top of it. Base hit could add to it. Jensen sets, glancing back at second, runner not being held by Lancaster. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight up and out of play, and now 0-2 on Henry Heidemann.
Well, even though Corning's only scored in the second inning, they have been able to get runners on in every inning so far up to this point. And, you know, again, they want to try to continue that. They have a chance to load the bases up for the third inning so far this game here in inning number four.
Heidemann down in the count at 0-2. Needs to protect. Jensen sets, looking back at second, kicks, fires, and it's just fouled. Maybe off the inside part of the foot by Heidemann. He steps out, kicks that left leg around a couple of times, and has to settle back in with the count at 0-2.
Yeah, just got damned on the inside on the fastball. Just trying to still shake it off.
So Michael Jensen, an opportunity here. Love to issue up a strikeout, get that first out here in this inning as Corning is trying to add to a six-run lead. They got two on and nobody out. First and second occupied. Here's the 0-2, and it runs inside and hits him. An off-speed pitch got away from Jensen, and it hits the back of Heidemann, and on an 0-2 pitch, it's a free base, and they're loaded up with nobody out for Aiden Talley, who Crendon, let's not forget, last time up, he had the bases loaded, and he cleared them all in with a double.
I'll tell you what, Heidemann, definitely appreciating that on the 0-2 count. Appreciate getting hit, but at least on the 0-2, a gift to get on that first base bag. But here we're already going to see another mound meeting here for Hiawatha, the second of today. The last time Becker was taken out and Jensen was plugged in there for him. But the third time today we have seen now for Corning load the bases. But this is a more dangerous situation. This is the first time they've loaded the bases with no outs on the board.
Well, now you got to start talking potential run rule here. 6-0 is the score. We've still got some time here for Hiawatha. It's just not looked good, really. Haven't had much going tonight. Again, just 3 hits against Ben Haverkamp. And they've certainly had one inning with an opportunity to get on the board. But it's been all Corning as they are trying to add to a 6-0 lead. As Crendon mentioned, third mound meeting already for Hiawatha. And you made a good point in regards to it doesn't matter what Hiawatha does at any point over the next few days. They could lose 150-0 in their NCAA tournament next week. But you're talking about playing well, getting momentum, and just having something positive to look at going into next week.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to see another one of these teams, you're guaranteed to see one of the three other teams here. And you want to feel confident playing against them or playing against another team that you're going to see at state. And it starts here.
So out of the mound meeting, here is Aiden Talley. Takes one up and in for ball one. The bases are loaded with nobody out. Haverkamp at third, Lehman at second, Heidemann at first. Corning's lead is 6-0 here, batting in the bottom of the fourth. Talley cleared the bases with 3 RBIs and a double in his last at bat. And now he takes a curveball that catches the outer edge for a called strike, and now the count even at 1-1.
Yeah, that was a very dangerous curveball to hang there over for Talley.
Big spot here for Michael Jensen, trying to keep this thing in check. Next pitch off speed, high chopper off the glove of Jensen, gets to second, throw is to first, and they get the out. But a run is in. I wasn't sure if maybe they were going to get a chance to tag second, maybe an opportunity for a double play. But the only out is at first. A run is in. Productive, to say the least, for Talley. Another RBI. He has driven in 4. Now it's a 7-0 lead for Corning.
Yeah, productive at-bat by Talley. So, down the books already, 4 RBIs on this game for Aiden Talley. He's really tallied up the numbers here for Corning.
So here's Jacob Plenty, the Centralia Panther, who takes one a little bit low and inside for ball one. So you got Lehman now at third base, Heidemann the runner at second. A run in this inning to make it 7-0. A base hit could tag 2 more. Here's the 1-0 to Plenty, swinging at it, lifting it to the opposite field, high in the air down the left field line. And right on that line, making the catch is Jacobson, and he got it back in quickly to leave that runner at third base. No chance to tag there for Lehman, and that is out number 2. So back-to-back outs, and now Tegan Bauhe, the opportunity here with 2 down, with 2 runners in scoring position.
Yeah, Bauhe, just one of the few here to yet to reach base tonight for Corning, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Chance to do something here for the team, batting an 8.
A 7-0 Corning lead, trying to add with 2 outs here in the home fourth. Jensen's first pitch to Bauhe is outside for ball 1. Don't forget, we got a second game to follow here tonight, Doniphan County and Seneca. Talked about the importance of this game for Corning to get out on a positive note here on night 1. There's a wild pitch, gets away to the backstop. Here comes the runner in from third. Lehman sliding in safely. And now the ball gets away on the mound, and coming in to score is Heidemann. It is a 2-run error on a wild pitch. And it's 9-0 here in the fourth.
Yeah, starters, great takeoff there initially there by Hunter Lehman and being able to get that slide. He had a tremendous slide, early slide there to get into the bag, and then forcing there a really bad throw from Wishrip, and that got right past Jensen, who was covering the home plate bag, and coming right through, great recognition from Heidemann to come through and score.
That is a disastrous sequence for Hiawatha, now down 9-0 in the blink of an eye. And the 2-0 pitch to Tegan Bauhe is inside, and now it's 3 balls and no strikes with Hayden Chulion in the on-deck circle. But the base is now empty with 2 outs. There's a fastball taken all the way. Now 3 balls and 1 strike here on Bauhe. As Crendon mentioned, the only Corning batter to not reach base to this point in tonight's game. He is 0 for 2, and he takes that one high. Bouncer jinx and play, ball four, he has reached.
Yeah, and now every single Corning player has reached. But in addition there to Bauhey, even though up to that point, 0 for 2, you had a great at-bat, whether regardless you struck out there or flied out or whatever, just being able to stay patient and allow that wild pitch to come through just in his positioning, great job.
So the inning continues. Runner at first base, two outs. And the first pitch is high to Hayden Chulions to make it 1-0. He's been good in the number 9 spot. A single, a run scored back in the second. He has also walked and has reached base in both of his at-bats. He's got Bauhey at first with two outs here in the fourth. The 1-0 by Jensen, a slow roller but foul down the left field line, and count evened up at 1-1. So all 9 runs combined for Corning in 2 innings, 6 in the second and 3 here in the fourth. A 9-0 advantage here in game 1 of this tournament for Corning. Here's the pitch, off speed, a little bit upstairs. And Hayden Chulions jumping out in front with the count at 2-1. And Jensen just trying to get that final out. Delivers one, and it's in the dirt, gets away. And Bauhey up to second base on that wild pitch. A little bit unraveling here in this bottom of the fourth inning for Hiawatha.
Well, I said at the start here of this bottom of the fourth inning, this is a chance for maybe Corning after that walk issued in Paver Camp. Maybe this is a chance to crack Jensen. Maybe this is a chance to get some more runs to come through. And so far, that's been correct. Corning has finally been able to get patient, has been able to locate those pitches a little better. And here they go. Now they're putting up a 3-run inning and a chance to put up more.
A little bit of a pause in the action. Corning's coach talking to the infield umpire for just a sec. And it looks like they're going to bring out a courtesy runner for Bauhey at second base. It's going to be Maddox Honus. So Honus now in at second base. That is the change. Count right now on Hayden Chulions is 3-1. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth, Corning's lead is 9-0.
Well, Honus is going to offer some great speed from second base here, coming in as a courtesy runner, a great athlete from Onega.
So a 3-1 offering set to be delivered by Michael Jensen. Here it is. And it's a ground ball. Is it just foul? It is. Just barely left of the line at third, and the count is full at 3-2. So Hiawatha just trying to end this bottom of the fourth inning with no more harm done. 3 runs have scored. 2 on an error, mixed in with a wild pitch just a moment ago. A 3-2 on the way by Jensen is outside, ball 4. He missed with the fastball. That is 5 walks. Now issued Michael Jensen, and the inning continues as we get back to the top of the order. We go from Hayden Chulions to Weston Chulions. The 8th batter to come up in this inning. The 4th time around in the order, and we're in the 4th inning for Corning tonight. First pitch waiting on it, ground ball to third, fielded by Stephen Morgan. He'll go unassisted to the third base bag to apply the tag and record the out. But the first 3 batters here for Corning all come around to score, and they have added to their lead. We go to the 5th inning here in Wathena. It's all Corning. They lead Hiawatha 9-0.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, it's American Legion Baseball. It is presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and then McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca as well, who sponsor our player of the game. A dominant showing here for Corning right now as Ben Haverkamp gets back to work. His team has a 9-0 lead, Crendon, on Hiawatha as we go to the fifth.
Well, we talked about it coming into the Keys. It's the pitching battle. It's always going to come down to the pitching battle. Here in these Legion games, and already Haverkamp has just had such an incredible game. 4 strikeouts, only like 3 hits, looking to go here now. 5 innings. So yeah, he's done his job today. He has a chance for his team if he can hold a shutout here in this top inning. If his team can just come through with 1 run at the bottom, it would be the 10-5 run rule. So Haverkamp has a good shot here to help his team win early.
And the first pitch here in the top of the 5th inning, it is to Braden Newell, bottom third of the order, and it missed for ball 1. Well, we were talking about Corning in that last inning, bottom of the 4th. They were already the 4th time through the order, and they're still trying to get Hiawatha for the 2nd time of the order. Here's a ground out to short, Heidemann Fields, the first in time. A ground out to start things off in the 5th. Braden Newell now 0-2, and that brings up Gannon Becker.
And I'll tell you another thing that helps out a lot here with Haverkamp being able to go this stretch, and if he can, you know, pitch the game, perfect game here, shutout. And also on top of that, you know, not have to use anyone out of the bullpen is, you know, you go into the next day and you don't have any guys who have worked their arm yet.
There's a good off-speed pitch swung on and missed by Becker, and he'll fall behind at 0-1. Gannon Becker grounded out to third base and is lone at bat so far tonight, back in the third. Haverkamp has been dealing for Corning tonight. 4 strikeouts, no walks. And he fires in another one that's called strike, and he's got Becker down in the count at 0-2.
You know, in the high school season, I mean, you get days between those games and this. I mean, it's bang, 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 day by day. So, you know, really, you don't have your 8th pitcher always out there on the mound. You got to have other guys. So, yeah, to be able to conserve those pitchers, it'd be a great year for Haverkamp to go the distance.
Check swing by Becker, held on. It's 1-2. Haverkamp fires another one, and it missed outside, evened up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 9-0 Corning lead here as we are going in the top of the 5th inning. 6 of those 9 runs scored in the 2nd as this one is hit down the left field line and past the diving stretch of Hayden Chulions at 3rd, and that is a 1-out base hit by Gannon Becker. Good placement, good attempt and dive by Chulions at 3rd, moving to his right towards the bag, but just enough heat behind it to get past him. And for Hiawatha, just got to get something going. Let's see if J.J. Lancaster can keep the line moving here. Runner at first base, 1 out here in the 5th. Haverkamp has not had to work out of the stretch all that much, and he fires in a swing and a miss there by Lancaster, quickly 0-1. That is just the 4th hit tonight for the Hiawatha offense. Not much of a lead. Haverkamp's pitch is fouled away by J.J. Lancaster, quickly down in the count at 0-2. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat back in the 3rd. But a lot of these games we have called throughout the course of the summer, Crendon, a lot of them have been high-scoring. Haverkamp's putting together right now one of the better pitching outings that we have seen by a starter yet this point.
Yeah, and potentially one of the best here if he can complete with 0 on the board against Hiawatha.
Very good offense in Hiawatha. Here's a swing and lifting it out towards shallow left field, and it drops in just barely over Heidemann at short for a base hit. So just had enough. Heidemann, he is not a short guy out there. Reached up, couldn't get it, and back-to-back singles. And now here's Michael Oldham with 2 on and 1 out. And now we'll get a mound meeting, and this might be it for Haverkamp. It looks like we're calling in a new pitcher here for Corning. So Haverkamp's night is done as he gives up back-to-back singles here in the 5th with 1 out. But a 9-0 Corning lead. He's getting the handshakes from his teammates. Good outing by Haverkamp. We've got a pitching change for Corning. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance,
Our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Thinking about surgery? Don't go to the city when top-notch care is right here in Sabetha. Patients rave about Sabetha Community Hospital, saying they're so lucky to have such a high-quality surgery team without having to travel. That's right, exceptional surgical services close to home with the team you can trust. No travel stress, just expert care. For your next surgery, choose the quality and convenience of Sabetha Community Hospital. Call us today. Your health, our priority, right here in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're in the fifth inning, top half of it here in Wathena tonight. First pitching change for Corning. They lead Hiawatha here 9-0 as it's going to be Weston Chulions. And how about the start here tonight? Ben Haverkamp pulled after 4 1/3, 4 strikeouts, no walks. He is responsible for the 2 current base runners for Hiawatha, but boy, a chance to hang up a 0 here tonight if his teammate Weston Chulions can come through and retire Hiawatha here with 1 out in the fifth.
Well, again, yeah, you mentioned Chulions here coming to pitch, Haverkamp going out into center field here, so pretty easy switch there defensively for Corning to keep track of. But, again, there's already 1 out here in the inning. Weston just has to come in, try to get these 2 outs, and you put yourself in a situation where you only need 1 run to come through and score at the bottom of the fifth inning to get that win against Hiawatha. Again, you want to try to get in and get out early here. Leave no margin or room to try to let Hiawatha come back.
So the first pitch by Weston Chulions to Michael Oldham skips in the dirt low for ball one. So the tough part of it here for Chulions, he's got to face this top part of the order for Hiawatha. Late swing there by Oldham. He fouls it away down the right field line, and it's 1-1. Oldham frustrated for sure. He is 0-2, couple of strikeouts. An opportunity to redeem himself. Runners at first and second with 1 out here in the top of the fifth, but his team trails Corning 9-0. Chulions sets and fires. It is a little bit low. Now 2-1. Oldham struck out looking in the first. He struck out swinging in the third. A 2-1. High swing and a miss there. Blew it by with the fastball. Now 2-2.
That was a great pitch there by Weston Chulions. The inside fastball getting him off the letter high pitch.
So Chulions sets. Looks back at second. The 2-2 is in the dirt. Kicks away. High hop. Left side of Lehman. Both runners advance. That's going to be a wild pitch. Becker to third. Lancaster to second base. And now the count here. Big pitch on the way. It's 3-2 to Michael Oldham.
Well, so far, Hiawatha today 0-2 with runners in scoring position. A big opportunity here for Michael Oldham. We know how great of an athlete he is, but today, again, 0-2.
And Chulions delivers a 3-2. It is low and inside, ball four. It was close, but not close enough. The bases are now loaded for Michael Jensen. Well, first walk issued by Chulions in relief. Runners at second and third, Lancaster and Becker. First pitch by Chulions to Michael Jensen is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Just 5 hits tonight for Hiawatha. Jensen is 0-2. The 0-1 is a little bit high and inside, evens up at 1-1. You got Becker at third, Lancaster, that's JJ at second, and Michael Oldham occupying first base with 1 out here in the fifth. A 9-0 Corning lead. Here's a ground ball to third. They tag third for one. A chance for a left-to-right double play. They get it, and the inning is over. Hayden Chulions at third base, helping out his brother on the mound. A ground ball, unassisted DP. It goes 5-3, and that retires the side. We go to the bottom of the fifth here in Wathena. Corning's lead is 9-0.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank in life.
Chaim T.S. of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Dalton Stephen Morgan is the new pitcher here for Hiawatha, as it's number three being utilized tonight. As Corning is one run in this inning away from ending it via the run rule. They lead it 9-0. They scored six in the second, three more in the fourth. And Hiawatha with Stephen Morgan here trying to lock things down and at least extend this thing another half inning. But he will get a meaty part of the order here with 2, 3, and 4 with Kelzer, Haberkamp, and Lehman.
Yeah, you mentioned the real meaty part of the order here, Kelzer. You know, he's already dropped down a hit today. Haberkamp, he's reached base 3 times. Lehman, he's also reached base 3 times today. And Heidemann, he's reached base twice. And then if you even extend to the fifth batter here in this order here coming up, we got Aiden Talley. So, again, this is a big opportunity here for Corning to try to end this one here early, just in five, against Hiawatha, and what would be their most dominant victory over here, Hiawatha, this season.
Trying to get the defensive alignment locked up here for Hiawatha. A lot of moving parts here as we get going. Stephen Morgan steps in. LJ Kelzer, first pitch is a ground ball right back to Stephen Morgan, casually tossing it over to Lucas Lancaster. An easy one pitch, one out scenario here in the bottom of the fifth.
If you're Hiawatha, you just want a chance to keep on going and to stretch out these innings here against Corning.
Well, good start here this inning for Stephen Morgan. One pitch, one out. Here is Ben Haberkamp. And line for the win. Pitched over 4 innings of work here tonight. Did not give up a run. 4 strikeouts, no walks. Gave up 5 hits. And he's been good offensively here, reaching base in all 3 of his at-bats with a fielder's choice and a couple of walks. There's a good pitch by Stephen Morgan off speed. It is a swing and a miss, and now the count evened up at 1-1. Stephen Morgan, a big right-handed thrower. As Haberkamp is a left-handed hitter, that next pitch a little bit low and inside. Now 2-1. So Newell now playing defensively at third. Looks to be Jensen back at shortstop, Becker in right. Now is Stephen Morgan on the mound. There's a good swing and a miss there. Good pitch by Stephen Morgan. Now the count evened up on Haberkamp at 2-2. One out, bases empty here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Corning's lead over Hiawatha is 9-0. Fouled straight back on that one. Stays 2-2 here on Haberkamp. Hunter Lehman in the on-deck circle. So again, Gannon Becker started on the mound for Hiawatha, went just 1 2/3. Jensen came on in relief and certainly held it down for a good chunk of it, but 3 runs added by Corning in that fourth inning. And now Stephen Morgan, third pitcher utilized for Hiawatha tonight. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He sets chest high, kicks and fires, and a ground ball left side of the infield. Jensen fielding to his left, long throw, and plenty of time, and the out is recorded. A couple of ground outs here. And a good start for Stephen Morgan, 2 up and 2 down.
Yeah, we've only seen 1 inning up to this point where Corning, again, really struggled to get anything going. That was back in that third inning. So, again, you know, trying to get a chance here to bat into the sixth for Hiawatha.
Here is Hunter Lehman, a fastball on the outer edge called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Stephen Morgan trying to do something here that has not been done yet in this game tonight. That is retire Corning 1-2-3. As Crendon mentioned, that third inning they sent up 4. A chance to retire the side in order. 1-1 here on Lehman. Here's the pitch. And he puts a charge into one deep out into left field. Backing up is Jacobson, and that ball is gone. It is a solo home run by Hunter Lehman. And that puts up the double-digit run at 10-0. And I believe that is your ball game.
Wow.
It's a walk-off home run by Hunter Lehman with two outs here in the fifth. And Corning secures the round one win in dominant fashion. 10-0 the final. We'll talk about it, get you set for game number two after a brief timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you here on KNZA. It's night number one of the American Legion Baseball Zone 2 tournament here in Wathena. Brandon Kurtz and Crendon having a ball. And you know who else is having a ball? Corning Post 216. Crendon, they dominate Hiawatha here in game number one. They end it in five. A 10-0 run rule win. And what a way to end it, a walk-off solo home run by Hunter Lehman.
Oh, and what a great game overall by Hunter Lehman. He reached base four times today, as well as that walk-off home run. Even going back in the game, had a great job against Hiawatha, where he threw out Cooper Jacobson when he was trying to steal second base when Jacobson led it off with the hit-by-pitch. So, again, Lehman had a great day overall, the walk-off home run, catching Jacobson on the steal back in the second. So, great day from him. But I'll tell you what, I want to go and shift things over to Haberkamp. He went 4 1/3 through that game. Through this game, he went 4 strikeouts. He only allowed a total of 5 hits. No runs. No runs given up at Ogden Piewalter. The second time this season that Corning has shut out Hiawatha. Great job by Schulianz coming into the relief and reporting that double play. But Haberkamp, he did such a great job on his strikeout pitches, delivering it and being versatile with it, sometimes going to the outside for the reach, inside, jammed up the batter. So, honestly, great job overall by these Corning batters. They just went through the order with complete dominance, and they had a great shutout game here against Hiawatha.
Huge win for Corning. Obviously, Hiawatha already locked into state. We talked about the importance for Hiawatha just playing some good baseball here over the next few days to gather some kind of momentum. It doesn't matter what they do here. They're going to be playing at stake since they're hosting next week. So we were talking about just the importance of Corning on their side. It was a lot more of importance for them to come out and win this game. And from really that first pitch on and really that second inning where they got out to that 6-0 lead, they did not look back.
Yeah, they did. And they went 5 for 11 with runners in scoring position in that big inning. They went 4 of 5 in the second inning with runners in scoring position. And again, that was the one where they put most of the runs together, getting the 6 runs across the board. You also talk about that fourth inning, which they didn't even get a hit at all. They scored all their runs They scored two of them off a wild pitch and then an error. But then also there was four walks in that inning alone issued by Jensen. So that was a big inning put together just by mental and physical mistakes by Hiawatha. So here, a good complete game by Corey. That was well put together. All right, well, we got to get you out of here in just a moment. We're not done yet. We got a second game coming for you here tonight. Now, it should be right about 8 o'clock when we get this one started. Donovan County and Seneca, game number two. But before we get it back to Kurt in studio to kind of keep you entertained for a brief, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to give you the opportunity, sir. We talked about it. We were kind of unsure coming back from the break. We got to give out a player of the game nod. McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, of course, are post-game player of the game sponsor. But, boy, Corning, top to bottom of the lineup, everybody contributing in some way. And we were kind of unsure coming back from the break, but I'll give you the opportunity, brother. Who are you thinking for tonight's player of the game?
Well, I brought up Sally because he had four RBIs, but you know what? I'm going to backtrack here again. He had a great game, but Hunter Lehman reaching four times, walk-off home run. I also credited him there on the incredible throw, throwing out Cooper Jacobson back in that second inning. So from a defensive standpoint, being a great catcher, also the walk-off just to steal it away in the bottom of the fifth inning, reaching four times, also being able to come through with three runs. Overall, great game by Hunter Lehman. He is the McDonald's player of the game.
Well, there you have it. As Corning dominates Hiawatha here in game number one tonight, they end early with a five-inning run rule. 10-0 the score. As Corning now, their record at 10-11. They'll get the winner of Donovan County and Seneca tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Loser will play at 6 tomorrow night against Hiawatha. So, again, don't go anywhere. Get you the tallies real quick here before we send it back to Kurt in studio for a little bit of a break before the D.C. and Seneca game around 8 o'clock, so we'll come back for that. But 1 hour and 27 minutes, a swift game number one as Corning wins it in by a final score of 10-0. So the final total, 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 left on base for Corning. Hiawatha post 66, their record an even 500 after the loss. They're now 13-13. It's kind of a struggle on both sides. No runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and they left 5 on base. Again, the winning pitcher, Ben Haverkamp, 4 1/3, 4 strikeouts, no walks, no runs allowed, and 5 hits issued as well. So it's time for a break. Corning 10, Hiawatha nothing. About 15 minutes or so, we'll get it back out here to Wathena. And then Donovan County and Seneca, it's on deck here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.